Good noodle.
Yo, what's good, you guys? This is DJ Funky Fresh 88, aka Mr. Clean, aka Mr. Smooth. And that's all I got for you.
AKA
you
tight
be.
Ass.
Oh, yeah, they didn't get that. They didn't get that, but it's okay.
Oh, fuck, that's
Pass
great.
It on the cat,
fuck, that's great. What a fuck face. You know what I'm saying? It's Cadley. You know what I'm saying? AKA the Dean of Fuck DJ University. You know what I'm saying? AKA Mr. Fuck DJ.com, no homo. You know what I'm saying? How y'all
feel? I mean, he really wants to fuck DJ.
That's gay.
I'm just saying.
Bro, you gay, so. But fuck you.
I mean, you don't want to keep saying fuck DJ.
Fuck DJ.
People have heard it for
enroll in
I don't know how
DJ
many podcasts.
University today. We got free tuition. It's pretty simple test. You know what I'm saying? FuckDJ.com if you want to enroll in Fuck DJ University.
Okay. Hirsch.
What's good, motherfuckers? It's your boy Hirsch, aka Young Disappointment, aka Young Strudel. What's up, motherfuckers? How you there?
Yo. So let's start off the pod, right, with a RIP to Kobe Bryant and his daughter.
Yeah. RIP to everybody, honestly, in that
actually, yes, everybody. All
the one thing I saw, like, the one, and that's what's shitty, right, about the whole situation. Like, don't get me wrong, I understand, like, Kobe Bryant made a huge impact in a lot of people's lives. But like, it's just funny. It's just funny, though, like, seeing all these people trying to pretend like they're good people, like, making all these posts and shit, but, like, not even mentioning anything about, you know, the fact that there's one family where there's only kids survived and their sister and their mom and dad died. Or, you know, like, I don't know, man. I just... RIP to Kobe, RIP to his daughter, RIP to everybody who lost their life on that helicopter. It's it's a shitty situation, but like I don't know, man. I just always hate how we try to exploit celebrity deaths for different moments, cuz like just on Twitch, I was scrolling through and everybody had the, you know, RIP Mamba, like this is for Mamba, like everyone just trying to cash in off of like
I saw Dr.
just death and tragedy. Like it's so fucking sickening to me, bro. It's just sick. Like a bunch of people trying to pat themselves on the fucking back and be like, oh, I did a good thing today. I put an RIP hashtag up and blah blah. Like, bro, don't nobody give a fuck, man. Like that shit's just phony.
So did you believe it when you first heard about it?
No,
I thought that shit was a hoax.
Yeah, I thought that was some bullshit too. Like my girl told me, I was like, nah, bullshit.
Bro, my homie heard it and he like we were playing Call of Duty and he stopped. He was like, yeah, bro, I saw some shit so ridiculous I had to make sure it was fake. And he was like, I was like, what? He was like, they said Kobe Bryant died. I was like, let me see this fake ass shit. I get up there and I look and it says the exact same shit. I'm like, oh bro, please. Not like the whole day, it didn't seem real. I was just hoping the whole day.
Man,
like,
the whole day, I got reminded the entire day what happened.
It still don't seem real. I just knew Kobe was going to be excellent after he fucking retired. Like, he's already winning Oscars and Emmys, huh? Like, this nigga is still the GOAT.
Yeah. But, like, I was looking forward to seeing him, like, take a coaching role, maybe, or an ownership role, or something, you know. Because I think one of the things is too, like, celebrity deaths are always kind of tricky because you always have the people who are like, man, it's a celebrity, like what fucking impact did they really have on your life? And I was never a Lakers fan and I always did shit talk Kobe and Kobe dick riders, like I'm not gonna front like I didn't. However, it was to a point where just what he did, right, like he brought me moments that, you know, with friends and family that I'll never get to see again. But I was with them in that moment because we were watching him play and do what he loved doing. And I don't know, I kind of take a little homage to that. Like, I kind of tip my hat because it's a really rare gift to be able to bring people together. And that's what athletes, entertainers, everybody does. Like, that's why we love them so much, because it's not because of, you know, oh, they did a really good role or, you know, they're good looking or whatever the case is. And in some cases, maybe, right? But, like, overall, it's because, nah, that movie, you know what? Me and my girl haven't talked all week. And because of that actor, we got to sit down and we watched a movie together because of him. Like, we knew he was going to be in it and it was going to be a moment that we could share. And I think that's why it kind of impacted me a lot just because of what he did for basketball and what basketball means to like me and my family. So it was fucking tough, bro. Like I didn't even know what to think of it. The way I heard about it, I was on Twitch and somebody typed it in chat. I'm like, man, somebody fucking trolls. Like, this is what they get off on. And so instantly back out, go to Google, fucking TMZ, LA Times, like all that shit started reporting. Man.
Was the video real? I never got a chance to.
I never watched that. I try not watching videos. I can't do that shit.
I don't want to see it at all. Why would you?
I don't know.
Nah. Yeah. I don't know. It's a tough one, man. Like,
it especially sucks because Kobe, everybody like Kobe. Like, you can say whatever you want to say about him as a Laker. Like, everybody like Kobe as a dude.
Brought up the rape charges and shit. Oh, they got on my nerve. But, you know, there's always somebody. There's always somebody, man, especially, like, they couldn't even wait a day.
Now that I'm, like, an adult and I, like, know more about what happened, the nigga got caught doing some nigga shit. That's what like, whatever. I'm not mad. It players fuck up. But for everybody, like I didn't even... When I first saw Kobe as a kid, I didn't know shit about sports. So all I saw was Kobe sunning on niggas and shitting on niggas and being an asshole on the court. Like,
yeah.
I didn't know I fucked with Kobe until he retired and I started hearing him talk on podcasts and hear videos and long form communicate. I'm like, oh, this nigga dope. He dope. Kobe dope. Like, literally the day before, I was just watching the podcast with Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson, and it was the Kobe episode. Because I was way behind watching the whole Kobe episode. And then the next day, I was like, bro, this shit ain't real. This is not fair. It ain't real at all. It's weird. And I just knew Kobe was going to be excellent for like another 30 years.
Yeah, he just had a different kind of, I don't know. He just existed on a different level. And to go back to the comments, people bringing up the rape charges, listen, man, like, if he did it, that's shitty. But at the end of the day, bro, like, I've said this before on the podcast. Like, when motherfuckers die, like, let them have their time, bro. Like, they're dead. Let people fucking mourn them. If they were a shit person, whatever. But, like, they're fucking dead. They still have family that had nothing to do with who they were or what they did. The last thing...
For all the people.
Well, it's like the last thing that I would want, and I'm sure there could be people like, well, what about the victim? Okay, listen, I get it. Yeah, that's shitty. But the last thing I want is a grieving fucking mom and wife to have to hear about her husband raping somebody after he just passed away.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, there's no forgiveness for doing something like that. If he did do it, like, that's fucked up. But you know what? He died with his 13-year-old daughter. Most likely on the way down in his fucking arms, having to realize that that was the moment. So that's even more shitty. Like, let them grieve. His body's not even cold yet, and people are over here bringing out the fucking purity test.
Yeah.
It's stupid. It's like, that just makes me wonder, like, every time somebody, like, unfamous dies, just be like, okay, well, why are you mourning them? They fucking... You know, they hit a woman or they fucking ran over somebody drunk or whatever the fuck they did. Like, oh, you stole $500 from your mom, so I'm not going to be... No, don't mourn him. He's a piece of shit. Like, no. Fuck that shit. It was life.
See,
but, I don't know.
I'm
on one tonight.
I like it when you on one.
So, I missed all of this shit like you saw. And, like, I'm glad... Like, I just get to be like, damn, I'm sad Kobe gone. Like, I don't get to see...
That's right, you're not into the social media. Yeah, social media is toxic.
I don't get to see the virtue signaling and shit. I don't get to see all the people, like, saying dumbass, shitty shit. Like, all of that, I haven't seen anything. The only thing I even remotely close to, I saw it on TV. It was on ESPN all day while I was at work. Like, other than that, I haven't seen any of the awful parts of this shit. And I'm pretty glad. That way I get to...
Did y'all watch the Grammys?
No. Why the fuck would I watch the Grammys?
I don't know.
They don't know good music.
It happened the same day, but...
Yeah. Grammys don't know fucking good music. The motherfuckers gave Macklemore a Grammy over Kendrick Lamar. Over Good Kid, Mad City.
Yeah, they gave, Tyler, the Creator, Rap Album of the Year.
I heard a lot of people say that shit is great, though, so I'm not.
No, mad. The album's great, but it's not a rap album.
I never heard it, so.
I listened to it a few times.
It's weird.
It's really good.
Tyler, the Creator, not rapping.
I clean the house to it sometimes.
How are you Tyler, the Creator, and you're not rapping anymore? Like, that's weird to me.
No, it's just, I don't know. It was a lot of, I don't know, man.
Was he
singing? I mean, he rapped on some of the shit, yeah, but it was more like the vibe, man. It reminded me more of R&B than it did rap. Because most of the beats and stuff was more R&B ish, and he sang and shit like that. So,
so what? He just tried doing like a Childish Gambino route, and tried going to like some pop funk type shit, or what?
Nah, the background music, man, was just it was some different shit. It reminded me like some 80s shit, maybe even 70s, but I don't know. It was good. Like, it was a vibe. And it was a good vibe. It wasn't like something that you'd be like, whatever. It was like, if you actually like dedicate, it's not like it's a long album anyway. So you just dedicate some time, an hour, not even an hour, and just let's do it once through. There's going to be someone that you're probably going to like. And you'd be like, yo, that was pretty tight. I didn't think I would like something like that, but he pulled that shit off. It's a good album. Not even going to lie. Check it out once. What's it gonna hurt?
Sounds like one.
But it is one of those albums you kind of got to listen to from top to bottom. If you skip through, it might not make sense because it kind of like the album flows. So just listen to it top to bottom.
I want to hear about an album flowing. Not from Tyler, the Creator. Not from the dude who made fucking Yonkers.
That shit was actually really good. I came in not being a fan of Tyler, the Creator like that. But I respect him really after this album. It's something different than any of this shit that we got out right now.
Bro, I faithfully rap a song with Tyler, the Creator, and he's talking about literally fornicating with her lifeless body. Like, you're not going to tell me this nigga is about the R&B croon to me. I'm not having it.
No, I'm not saying, like, he's out there, like, singing. It's a Tyler, the Creator, so, like, it's in his own style, whatever. But it's not like he's hardcore rapping on each track. No, some of the shit is just you just vibing out to the music.
I want to vibe to Tyler, the Creator.
You ain't got to buy it. You stream it.
No, I'm not. I don't want to vibe to Tyler, the Creator. That's not who I'm looking for when I need the vibes.
Well, that's you. But anybody out there looking for something different than the shit we got out right now.
Am I the only person who remembers early Tyler?
I went back and listened to it. I mean, it's good. I like that too. But I'm just saying, this is different.
I don't know, man.
If you're a fan of his, why not try it out?
Because I'm not a fan of his, so...
Because Cad doesn't like growth. He doesn't like change.
I don't like growth induced by other people. I like internal growth. I will grow at my own pace by myself. Don't fertilize me. Don't try and accelerate my growth. I don't want to grow. I want your help to grow.
Well, good friends help you grow either way you want it or not.
I want it.
Well, you're going to take this growth. You're going to like it, mister.
Ooh. Talk dirty. Yes.
Put my dad voice on. No, I'm just playing. Ooh. Never say mister.
The daddy voice?
Oh, man. I was going to say, you know you fucked up saying dad voice for Cad right now after he said ooh to that first comment.
Isn't he the one that like to be called daddy?
No.
No?
I don't like it, but like, if you call me...
I thought that was the thing.
No, I don't like it, but if you call me, I'm not going to stop and be like, don't call me that. I'm just going to keep fucking and fuck through it. You just fuck through it. I don't ever want to be called daddy by any human. I'm not anybody's father.
Okay, my bad. Bitch. I thought it was you. Maybe it was her. I know it was one of y'all.
No, bitch.
But maybe it was Poppy or something like that. I don't know.
Nah, Poppy,
I got one of those trigger words.
Poppy, I'm letting this bitch go. This bitch.
Yeah, okay. See, that was daddy, but in another language. Okay, oh, yeah. Damn. Yeah, act like it's so different. Same shit.
I don't want a white girl calling me Poppy. You know, that's different.
Yeah.
There's limitations, huh?
I'm not trying to be fucking Laura and have her be like, yes, Poppy. I'm like, no.
What if she tans really dark?
Nah, let me get Maria.
He said, nah, she need that year-round tan, you feel me?
I mean, some of them do got year-round tan. They just tan year-round, man.
Let me get Puerto Rican Maria with the fat clapping ass, and let her say Poppy one time, and I'm losing it. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right, so we moved the dick jokes. Okay, so anyway, where were we?
We were at Tyler the Creator.
Oh, and... yeah, Tyler the Creator. I was making my plays. Yeah, just go try it out. Whatever. I mean, hey, it wouldn't hurt if you said you liked his music.
Well, I mean, everyone's dick riding that Eminem, which don't get me wrong, man. I listened to it. A couple tracks on there are pretty good, but I mean, yeah. I don't know, man.
I mean, it was like the first four for me, maybe. Maybe three, yeah. The first three, and then everything. First, it was like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, everyone's hyping it up, bro. And don't get me wrong, like, it's cool, but yeah. And then, like, Godzilla. Okay, yeah. The beat's pretty dope. I fuck with the beat. He has that whole thing where he snaps off, like, 230 some words in, like, however many seconds. That shit's cool, yeah. Right? Like, I get it. But it's just. I don't see, like, what the hype is, bro. Maybe I'm just getting older. Maybe my music taste has just changed. Like, I have noticed a lot of shit I used to listen to, I can't even listen to it anymore, and it kind of makes me sad, yeah. But it's just like...
I don't have the same feeling anymore that I used to have.
Yeah, bro, it's just like, a lot of shit I listen to now, it's like, it's, you know, Boogie, Boz, fucking J.I.D., Marlon Craft, like, Collaborate, fucking, you know... I don't know, man. Your taste in music changed over the years.
That's another one, bro. I listen so much fucking singing and R&B bitches and fucking... I can't even name, like, my favorite five rappers that aren't just commercial names. Like, I don't even have eclectic rap taste anymore because I just listen... I don't even listen to this shit. I don't like 90% of it that I hear anyway.
Okay.
Look. Fuck rap.
Okay.
I still love rap. I still love hip hop. It's just,
yeah.
I don't know. I do notice that, man, I'm really digging like indie right now. Indie's kind of been another thing that I go to. I don't know. I just soulful music, bro. That's kind of what I lean towards. That's what I've noticed. Like,
that's all I want.
Soulful music is the shit that I fuck with.
Yeah, I can feel that.
Like, bro, I'll never forget, man. I was going through, like, I was one of them YouTube rabbit holes, you know. I'm just listening to different music, and it starts popping up recommended, blah, blah, blah. And I get this dude, James Chadburn, right? I'm like, okay, that sound like a soulful chat right there, you know. Go check him out. I fucking pop it on, bro. Like, I first hear it, this sounds kind of like a John Legend type vibe, bro, like his voice, right? And then fucking video pops up. This is white boy. And then I find out this motherfucker's Australian. I'm like, what? Hello? Like, excuse
bro, Australians
me?
Australians make some great fucking music. I used to fuck with this Australian girl named Grace. And this bitch sounded, you wouldn't even believe she was white when you heard her, let alone Australian. Like, it sounds like fucking hip hop from a black girl. Fucking Guy Sebastian's another voice. Fucking dude who's good as fuck. This nigga can sing his fucking ass off. Australia got some fucking hitters. It's just, they don't ever get.
Iggy Azalea's Australian, right?
I was trying not to talk about her. I don't think they claim.
I mean, let's talk about it all, man.
I don't know if they claim.
I'll leave it all on the table.
I don't know if they fuck with Iggy like that over there.
I don't know. We gotta ask Les. She's an Iggy fan.
Facts. She is from. We do got the plug for Australian people. For once. Yeah,
yeah, let's go hit her up one time. Yeah. Like, yo.
Hey, y'all fuck with Iggy out there or what?
Like, all right, I think I already know the answer, but.
It's a big no.
Possibly, like, yeah.
I don't know, man. Iggy Azalea, like, that whole thing. I don't know.
That whole thing?
That whole thing.
That's how you're going to describe her career?
That whole thing. Yeah, that's, like, the only way to describe her career. Listen, if you liked her music, whatever, bro, I get it, right? Like, she has some poppy shit, but, like, that's one thing about hip-hop that kind of disappoints me, man. Is go back 15, 20 years, bro, okay? Do you think motherfuckers like Post Malone or Iggy Azalea or fucking all these little whatevers, bro, do you think that they would have had a chance in hip-hop? Like, hip-hop. I'm not talking what hip-hop is now, but I'm talking 15, 20, maybe even 30 years ago.
God, no.
Well, why would we
no, that's what I'm saying. That's like, dude, it's to the point now where people are literally saying Post Malone is hip-hop. He is not fucking hip-hop.
It's
I'm
not
sorry.
Even fair
it's
to
not.
Put them in there.
Just because they put him in the hip-hop section doesn't mean he's hip-hop. What does he classify himself as?
I'm pretty sure he's one of those new, like, new wave artists. It's like, I don't believe... Even though I kind of, like, agree
think,
with it. It's like, I don't
I
believe
think he
in
said
genre.
That before. Yeah, I think he said that before. But, I mean, even if it isn't hip-hop exactly, it most closely resembles hip-hop.
It's adjacent? Hip-hop adjacent?
Yeah, like, even if you want to get that picky about it, like, it's... But we all know what Post Malone is. Like, nobody's putting him in, like, the legendary hip-hop category. Like, he makes good music to make good music. Like, it doesn't... I don't think Post Malone is out here trying to be like, I'm the hardcore MC, like, lyrical hip-hop.
I still listen to his last album.
Yeah, he makes good music.
That shit was good.
It's like, think of it like vegan substitute meat. Like, it's hip-hop-ish. It'll get the job done, but, like, that's not your real protein.
Cops won't pull you over, listen.
They might. He's got some hard-sounding shit.
I don't know, maybe.
Depends where you're
depends
at.
What neighborhood you're in.
Like, I don't know. If I'm going to listen to some white dude covering in tattoos do hip-hop, I'm going to listen to Yellow Wolf, and that's about it.
Oh,
and even him, he doesn't really do... He doesn't even really do hip-hop. He's like more of like a country rock.
That's what I was going to say. He's country.
Hell yeah. I was about to say, I remember when Yellow Wolf was a rapper.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of went like the Kid Rock route, where... I don't know.
And I think he's racist, too. Joe Budden is there. Everybody on the Joe Budden podcast is beefing with him for some reason. And they don't fuck with him no more. And I think, like,
Beef
Royce
who?
The 5. Well, Yellow Wolf. And I think, like, Royce the 5'9 is beefing with him.
Did he say something about them?
I don't know what
maybe.
He said.
He might have said
they
something.
They wouldn't talk
well,
about
I know there was a point in time where Yellow Wolf got mad at Tech 9 and them for... What's it called? That song,
that,
Fragile.
Yeah.
I fuck with that song. That's the only
right,
song.
Right, so get
to.
This. Kendrick wasn't even supposed to be on there. Yellow Wolf was supposed
Wolf?
To be the... It was supposed to be Yellow Wolf. But he ended up saying that he didn't want to fucking do it, right? Like, he came up with whatever reason, he came up with whatever excuse. And then... It became a hit. And he was just still like, man, I don't think Kendrick should have been on there. Like, that's what he ended up saying to him. Now, this is all alleged, of course, but yeah, I think Yellow Wolf just, he's been in a couple of interviews lately. He's been kind of, like, popping off at the mouth. But let's be honest for a minute. Let's just take it back. What is the last Shady Aftermath artist besides Eminem or 50 Cent that did well?
Kendrick's the only one in TDE that's on Aftermath.
So Kendrick is like part of a subsidiary of Aftermath, basically.
No,
but I'm saying like
Kendrick Lamar is signed to Aftermath, and he's signed to
Dre.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's the only one.
Okay, so through Dre. Okay, but okay, Kendrick Lamar. Who else?
I think that might be it. I can't really.
I don't know.
Any other shitty artists,
really follow too much of the West Coast rappers like that. I mean, there's a few I fuck with, but I don't like.
I don't think I really knew anybody else under. I think that was all that's under Aftermath, though. Like, I think that.
And even
it.
Yo, and let me just say this: even with Kendrick being the example, all right. Kendrick's album, like his, some of his album sales did well, but like just notoriety as an artist. Like, bro, fucking Slaughterhouse is the prime example. Like, that was a group. Dude, you can't tell me that fucking Eminem, Royce, Joe, Crooked.
The guys, yeah, all of them. Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me that there's no reason that those dudes shouldn't have been out there selling fucking albums.
Joe talks about that shit all the time. He covered that
all
shit.
I don't really watch much of the Joe Budden podcast because I don't know. I kind of just listening to his music, especially his last couple albums. Him and I think alike in some regards, and I'm just really afraid to like get into an echo chamber like that where it's just like I start. Because dude, I'll tell you what, Joe is fucking mental.
Yeah, he is. I like it though.
He'll be fine though. Yeah, he just.
Wish I could be that. He goes free. Over all
of that shit. He talks about all that Slaughterhouse shit all the time. None of that shit's really. But you just gotta listen. You can look it up on YouTube. He talks about all of that dumb shit.
I'm just saying though, like regardless of whatever he might talk about it, like just based off of pure lyrical content, pure fucking powerhouse behind it, like you got fucking Dre working on production if you need it, if you want it, it's there.
Yeah.
You got fucking
on paper, it should have been amazing.
On paper it should have been great, but I'm telling you, Joe talks about all of that shit.
From the way Joe described it, it was just a lot of indifferences in the group. Joe didn't like M because he thought he was getting too much of the cut and had too much control. The infighting within the group kind of made it so that, you know, they're supposed to vote on shit and, you know, see whose verse gets into what. Because they were basically dueling each other for spots on the song. You know, because like they'd be like, you know, he had the better verse, let's put his part in, whatever. But sometimes it didn't work out that way because Joe thought he had the better verse, whatever, and somebody else get it.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, why couldn't they just be like Wu-Tang, bro, and just say, fuck it. Like, we all gonna like a 12-minute song. We're gonna do like a 12-minute song, bro. Get everybody on this bitch.
And then just do albums. Too, you know? Money made problems too.
Mm-hmm.
Cause yo, listen, all I gotta say, bro, Eminem and Royce da 5'9" together, they got to be top 5, top 10 hip hop duos like all time. Easy.
Oh, did you hear what Ebro said about Eminem? He tweeted out. Basically, he said Eminem is just like a black person's struggle when it comes to rap because he's got to work 5 times as hard, be 5 times better at everything. Just to get mediocre responses or whatever. Some of that nature. That last part was kind of me, but you get the drift, basically. But he was, a lot of people got into him because, you know, they can, Eminem, comparing Eminem to a black man's struggle, or a black person's struggle, should I say. And, you know, a lot of people went in.
This is my thing, bro. Like, I get that standpoint, but in the other sense, like, how many other people have been in hip hop for fucking 20 plus years and still have notoriety?
Yeah.
Not many.
Yeah.
He's one of them. I mean,
at the same time, he went plat, like, first week.
Yeah, but that don't mean shit, though. Like, that doesn't mean shit anymore.
Yeah.
Which is weird to say, but, like, it doesn't mean shit anymore.
Especially with streams.
No, it does. It especially means shit now because that doesn't mean shit anymore. So, like, for him to be able to fucking do that shit at will, even though it doesn't mean shit, he's still one of the niggas doing it.
Yo, look, it was a surprise album he went platinum, right? Like, that's great. Cool. Right? Like, hats off to you. My whole problem is, though, like, what's the way I'm trying to say it? At the end of it, this one, like, look at Nas, for example. Look at his career, right? His first 3 or 4 fucking albums, just like Eminem, like, they will be forever etched into hip-hop history. I don't give a fuck who you are. Like, you can disagree with all you want, but that shit's gonna be there. Like, you can't tell me that the Slim Shady LP or Illmatic aren't the 2 greatest fucking release albums or LPs ever made. You can't tell me that.
Yeah.
Like, you
some
can't.
Shady got me through some shit, man. Don't.
No. Yo, and Illmatic, dude, when fucking New York State of Mind came on, oh my God, that shit got you fucking charged up, bro. And then, of course, Life's a Bitch and Then You Die. Like, everybody quoted the fuck out of that song after it came out.
I miss fight songs. I'm just going to say it.
Yo, facts.
You know, when, you know, early 2000s fight song sort of thing, like if it came on in the club, you back away slowly because you know whoever dancing is about to start throwing blows.
Yo, the nigga fucking Bone Crushing 3-6 Mafia.
Oh, God. That was
yo, Bravehearts, bro. Bravehearts back in the day.
I still got that. I went down personally just to download that one. I was like, you know what? I got to get this one. This is always on my playlist.
Bro, Nuck If You Buck used to cause fights just because it existed.
Yes. Yo, that beat comes on. Hell yeah, that beat.
The name is a fight. The name alone is a fight.
Like,
so it's like,
if that song
you say that on, shit to somebody, Nuck If You Buck, them fighting words.
Like,
so,
bro, when that song come on, watch the nigga with the all black forces because he will swing. It's gonna happen. Yeah, right?
He's waiting. He's waiting for you to not pay attention.
Like, dude, he was over there in the corner getting confidence, and Nuck If You Buck is.
I feel personally attacked, bro. Confidence. I feel legit personally attacked, right?
You the black, you the blacks.
Yo, I used to wear black Air Forces.
You used the black ones.
Yeah. If I'm describing,
I used to be all whites, and then I got tired of keeping them clean, so I went black.
Yeah, kids. If I'm describing you, bro, that means you fit the criteria, sir. You fit the description.
Hey, man. Listen, I had to learn at a very young age, like, all that talking shit is for the birds, bro. Like, if you come up at me large and charging, bro, with your chest out, like, all right, cool. Like, I'm going to throw a punch in because it's on.
Like, you know, it's when you dancing and then, you know, especially, I hate it when, like, it comes on after one of those sexy time dances. Like, you got a girl and, you know, you guys are dancing slow or whatever. And then a fight song come on.
Bro,
damn it,
because bro, that R&B getting that testosterone going, right? It's like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, we get, and then it's like, oh yeah, by the way, boom, you gotta fight somebody.
Defend your girl.
Fucking some, I ain't never scared. Come
she's about
on
to get knocked the fuck out.
Go, turn, yo, turn, I ain't never scared of something no hard.
Pop the trunk,
I ain't never scared.
You,
ain't
the never whole time scared. You doing that shit, you puffing your chest out like you goddamn right.
Just don't call out the wrong side, man. You in the wrong area, bro.
That whole song, bro, it's just Atlanta was the king of making music where you whoop niggas' ass.
I'm gonna sound old as fuck, but man, them were the times. I'm not even gonna lie,
bro. T.I.
Like, that's when songs made you feel some shit, made you feel some type of way,
bro. T.I. used to make you want to fight niggas too, bro. Like,
hell yeah,
yo, 3-6 Mafia, bro. They made
T.I. I miss Tip because when Tip used to rap, that shit used to go in.
Man. Yeah, I'm just saying, bro, to me, some of the best fight music ever made or shit that used to make me want to crack a bottle over someone says 3-6. Like, you throw a 3-6 Mafia song from back in the early days? Fuck, bro, I'm ready to crack a motherfucker. Well, I'm ready, dude.
Ain't got no hair in the back.
Yo, Project Pat. Project Pat.
I used to play Mario Kart to that song. I used to keep that shit on repeat because I used to win every time that song played. That used to be my song. That was my good luck song. I ain't gonna lie.
Yo, Project Pat, North Memphis, that song go hard. It's only like a minute 30, but I swear to God, that beat, you get some you get some big ass speakers in the back of the car. Whew.
Shit, any of y'all different. Used to listen to the Webby and
hell yeah, Webby and Bougie made music.
Man, when Webby first came out, that shit used to be
playing
all in the hallways of high school. It was kind of ridiculous. What was that? What's that? Girl, give me that pussy. Girl, give me that. That used to be in the hallways. I just remember this. You just hear somebody just singing that randomly throughout each period.
In the parking lot, you be getting ready to go into school or some shit. You getting out, motherfuckers put their windows down, start blaring that shit.
Yeah. That was one of those albums I had to hide from my parents because they definitely would have took that. Yeah, so like, I used to keep it exclusively in my my Walkman because I had a Walkman then. And I never took that shit out. I kept that shit, had a little mix of Webby and whoever was hot at the time. And that shit used to go in. And when I got my first sub in my car, I definitely played Webby. That was like my first song. It was like a Webby album. Because you know, his shit had that bass. Bruh.
Bro, I'll never forget my boy Ryan. He got kickers, bro. Right? Like, just got the motherfuckers, right? So he comes pulling up. We put some twist on, Adrenaline Rush. I don't know if you ever heard that song, but
yeah.
God damn. Yo, you put... Oof. Yo, can we take a second and talk about Midwest Rap for a minute? Yo, Twist and Do or Die, especially, like, them two made the 90s, bro. Play with your emotions, my guy. Hello?
I skipped
Yeah, they really did.
Do you want to ride in the backseat of a caddy chopping up with Do or Die, bro? Like, that you... Man, bro, Heads and Tails, that was, man, that used to be my fucking anthem. That was my anthem, bro.
Yeah, I never...
I mean, I'm just saying, I don't get those type of emotions with the music we got today.
Now, that's I can say. I can say that for sure.
I don't get those type of emotions. Like, when I hear shit, songs? Maybe it's the popcorn shit that we're in right now, but maybe I've been conditioned to just... not feel for music as I used to, because back then, I mean, you kind of had to connect, you know, like the music that you fucked with, you connected to, like, for some odd reason, you fucked with that song. Nowadays, it's like, yeah, you fuck with that song. Oh, here's another song. Oh, okay, here's another song. See, back then, you had to actually, like, sit with a song and, like, chill and be good with it, you know, memorize lyrics and shit, whatever. But now, that shit just floods to you, like, I don't know, man. Just don't get the intimate connection that I used to get with music.
Well, we also listen to music differently than we used to.
True. That's evolves with the times, you know. But I'm just saying, I don't know, man. I just don't get that connection now. Like, yeah, I can like a song. I can like a song a lot, but I don't get that emotional connection to a song to be like, I was going through some shit and this song got me through some shit. I don't really get that.
I mean,
now.
Even the aggressive songs.
I just go back to the old shit.
Even the aggressive songs now, I don't really want to fight when these songs come on. Like,
no.
Like, I don't
Not hear, at all.
I don't hear none of that pistol play off, all of that extra, like, shit these dudes rap about.
Maybe we too old. Maybe we like, yeah, right. That's a charge, nigga. Whatever.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna do that.
I don't know. It might be because, I don't know, because you play Nugget if you bug right now, and I still kind of got to be like,
yeah, true. Calm true. Down. Relax. I think about it. I'll be like, yo, if I could get away with this right now, I just might.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, all I got to do is say Nugget if you bug was playing, and motherfuckers would be like, I mean, alright, like, we'll let it slide, but don't do it again. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't get that from none of this new shit.
I don't know. But yeah, that Midwest rap though, man. You had some good ones. Even had bro. Nelly. I remember when Nelly
Yo,
first
Nelly, dude, hey, listen, Nelly. Bro, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
True.
Come on, man. Yo, East 1999. Album,
the double disc.
Oh yeah, the Art of War, bro. What about the Art of War? That motherfucking album was dirty. Motherfuckers don't understand that though. They don't get it.
Chance had it kind of lit for a second with his whole Save Money crew, him and Vic Mensa and Tokyo and Drum and all of them. Like they had it. They had like a good 2-little-year run in Chicago, at least for the young people.
Man, it's just a shame, bro. Like I know. Like, Twista ain't really doing much. I mean, he came out with a new album, I think, like, last year. And he had one song on there. It was called, like, Summer 96. And he kind of went back to, like, his old school shit a little bit. And I like, it felt good hearing it. But at the same time, bro, like, it just, I don't know. Nothing is ever going to replace the feeling I got when I first heard Adrenaline Rush and when I heard Kamikaze. Like, and then Slow Jams came on.
slow jam.
Emotions, all the different man, parts of that.
I feel like Fox's whole album was amazing.
I feel like basic. Slow like, Jams was the first time I ever heard Twisted.
That motherfucker
no
was bad.
The fuck he was in Slow Jams.
The fucking one line that always sticks out to me the most when it comes to Twista, bro, one more than I. Woke up next to a dick bitch, took a shower dried up, was a goatee like Slick Rick. Like, man, bro, that motherfucker just used to pop off.
Yeah.
God, man. You know what? Tonight, I'm going to listen to some motherfucking Twista, bro. Like, I'm just sit back, smoke a little bit, because that shit's legal here now, bitch. Let's go.
Indiana behind the time.
Yeah.
Criminal.
Motherfucking, yeah, damn right. I'm the good kind of criminal, though.
There are no such thing as good criminals.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, good criminals are vigilantes.
Yep, that's what I'm saying, bro. Boondock Saints. Fucking mean.
But even then, they're still breaking the law, even if it's for some type of moral high ground. It doesn't really still make you a criminal.
Yeah, you right.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
Fucking somehow criminal. I got disconnected. I don't know.
DJ's a fucking criminal too.
What was I talking about?
Talking about how bald you are.
Fuck you. No, I was playing. I'm okay with being bald. You gotta accept things, okay?
Actually, Keith, yeah. You're the only one that's not bald here.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Hey, it's DJ, only yeah, Kaylin shaves too, so boom.
DJ, you trying to do a bald headbutt together and knock Keith out?
No, that sounds gay, but it's alright though.
No, we both ram at him from opposite ends.
That still sounds pretty good.
That sounds.
Where's our head?
You're not helping the cause, bro.
What we doing?
No, we ram him. No,
we ram him with our bald head.
We doing yeah, our bald salad.
Come on, it sounds like a really bad gay porn.
You fucking.
You've already shown me that you already told me that you have a tight butt. So, like, did you think this was.
Yo, that was.
Yo, you did
not
say
me.
That.
Yeah, no.
Nah,
you said you had a tight little booty.
No, see, that was off camera. I don't know why you over here repeating shit that's.
Cause you thought that shit was just going to go away. You just thought you was going to tell us you had a tight little booty and it was over, huh? That's wild.
See, you saying it's all out of context.
I know. Motherfucker, I'm not stupid.
Whatever. I'll let them think what they want.
Why would I? Yeah. And now they're going to think you have a tight little booty because you said that. And
I mean, verifying it's a compliment, right?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. You tell me.
You're the one who said it.
You're the one telling people.
Hey, man. Public has the right to know.
Yeah.
But
really?
Lust has a right to know.
Hey, no.
Yeah,
you over here last podcast anything, over here talking about the size of your peen, and you over here talking about, look at my wiener. Look at my wiener. Okay.
Listen, I was drunk off tequila.
Okay.
Like a 4-day binge. So I'm not responsible for last episode. What happened in the past stays in the past. We're talking about right now, DJ.
See, oh. Did I not just say that happened before we started potting and you over here? Like,
yeah, but that's today. That's still now, motherfucking goddamn.
But yours is recorded. Mine's not.
Yeah, but it's recorded now. So, welcome to the club.
Oh, my God.
I'm making my case. No. That's all I'm saying.
You trying to fight anyway. It. I don't like you trying to fight it. You can't just accept your tight little name.
Will you stop talking about my butt, Cad?
DJ tight butt.
I am the dean of fuck DJ University.
What? Who comes up with these names?
The people.
The people, you, yeah, you the people.
It's a democracy. Nah, bro, we can't tell you. You know, it's a private membership, like a private board. Some of them don't want to be known. So, we
oh, okay. That. So I guess I'm not cool enough to be in this group.
No.
Well, I mean, it's about you. It'll be kind of fucked up. That's
I should be the leader if it's about me.
No, why? That's like being president and owning the business you still, bro. Like that. It's a conflict.
You interest. Did it.
Yeah, but it's different. He doesn't count. He's not even a person, bro. Yeah. Like, what the fuck you talking about?
He can do whatever he wants, bro.
Yeah, by the way, if you're a Trump supporter, I'm sorry. Like, I don't care if I upset you. Like, Trump's a piece of shit. So, if we lose people who are like, man, I'm not going to listen to these fucking libtards. All right, cool. See you later. Bye. Fucking idiot.
I'm not a liberal.
Go get some Cheetos in your fucking mouth.
You don't like Cheetos?
I mean, if they're the crunchy kind, I used to like the puffy Cheetos, but like, I don't know. I got a bag one time and one of them was like stale shit and it didn't taste right. So I just.
You ate a bad Cheeto.
Yeah. It was a bad Cheeto experience. So I just, you know, I couldn't
God
do
damn,
it.
What did it taste like?
It just tasted stale, and like it's not that it like had a peculiar taste. It was more, it didn't taste like anything. It was just offsetting, and I didn't like it.
I had an experience where I ate a wet one before. Oh. I think my toddler put it in his mouth and put it back in the bag.
Oh God! Oh, that's fucking disgusting.
That's HIV right there.
I didn't feel right. The second after that, it touched your lip, already you're halfway like, down. You know, I got HIV. Fucking just power through.
Oh God, you swallowed it.
Yeah, I swallowed that bitch. It's a puff, man. It's easy to swallow. It melts in your mouth.
Yeah,
it's just a little bit more melt before it gets to my mouth.
You out here letting shit melt in your mouth, Mr. Tight Butt? Is this
pause on that, Cad? Wow,
is this what you're doing out here now? I'm saying what you said.
I'm flattered, but
I'm saying what you said.
I'm taking. Okay.
I'm just repeating what DJ said. You can play it back.
Say what? Hey, that was in context with the Cheeto, a puff that actually does melt in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Cad, where's your mind? Where's your mind, bro?
I don't know what you're talking about right now, sir. All I know.
Anyway, yeah.
The weird
Cheeto I know things. About the bad Cheeto experiences because now I definitely look at my Cheetos before I put them in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I look at anything before I put it in my mouth. Put that shit in.
If it's going into my face, I don't know, man.
I was playing the game or something, and he was eating. You know, anytime you open a bag of chips, he's like, chips. Give me chips. I'm like,
You probably rubbed one on his balls, like, fuck dad.
this little turd here. All right, so let me tell you. All right, so I get a glass of cranberry juice. And he's drinking his chocolate milk. And he's like, no, I want some cranberry juice. I want to drink yours. I'm like, no, you can't have none of mine. You know what he does? Drinks some chocolate milk, stands over my glass, and opens his mouth. Now I got chocolate milk in my cranberry juice.
Oh.
And then he walks away.
Uppercut.
I'm like.
Uppercut right away.
Like, oh, yeah? Say, them fighting words. So yeah,
I fuck with it though. Like, hey, Dad, can I have some cranberry juice? And he was like, nah. He was like, all right, bet, Dad. Nobody can have some cranberry juice now, bitch. Since you want to be an asshole, no,
he probably wouldn't drink it. He probably would drink it. He likes stuff like that. I wasn't that type of child. I was more like, if my shit is touching, I ain't eating it. But he's more like, it depends. I don't care. It is.
Soul food can touch. Soul food can
touch. Soul food can
macaroni touch. Macaroni can touch the greens. Matter of fact, you get some type of...
Not green beans, though. Greens.
I'm cool it
depends.
With green beans.
It depends on who's making them. I know some people who just takes it out of the can, put it in a microwave, and call it done.
Let me repeat that. Soul food. If they don't make your food with love...
They don't put no garlic in it. They don't put no bacon in it.
If they don't make it with love and seasoning... Food with love and seasoning should always touch. All right? That little barbecue sauce from the ribs when they get on the little one or two little macaroni shells, you know what I'm saying, in the corner over there? Bro, that's love.
And now they sweet shells?
Yeah, bro, that's love. That's love. That shit you can only find in some place that loves you. You know
but them
saying?
Sweet potatoes, though.
Yeah, that's the love. Yams. That's love. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Preach.
That shit should touch.
Preach.
That shit should always touch. But the shit
that shit should touch everything all the time. It just makes everything better.
Bro, it just...
Let's just be real.
It be combinations you don't even think is good. Like, bro, why is the ribs and the fucking baked beans smacking harder than they usually do? Like, why?
I'm just saying, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Once the juices from the yams or the sweet potatoes mix in with everything,
bro,
it just makes everything better. It's like, bro, oh, like a little bite of sweet joy.
It's like a plus one buff to your plate. Like, all your food is now like plus one buff. Greater. Like,
yes.
Like, this is the next level of the foods you're eating. It's amazing. But that's the only shit that you touch. The rest of that shit...
No, we sound fat as hell.
Hey, we sound hungry. We sound like we need a time machine. I'm a little hungry.
My mouth got a little wet. I ain't gonna lie.
We need a time machine, bro. Anytime... I'm just trying to build a time machine so it's Thanksgiving every day. That's all I'm saying. I don't mind.
I can get with that.
I think we should pull
our efforts. Eventually, we'll be able to fit in the time machine.
That's okay. That's all right. I'll just live that life being 700 pounds. You know what I'm saying?
Now you just lose the weight and then go back to eating.
Then fuck it. what I'm saying? You gotta make your own fun. If that's how I gotta get down, then that's what I'm gonna do it. But Thanksgiving is worth it. I love all the food holidays.
Like, the food holidays
are amazing.
I might as well ask, since you guys are guys and I'm kind of curious. Valentine's Day is coming up. Are you guys doing anything special for your significant other? Or have they forced you into something that you didn't want to do?
Well, I talked to Nikki about it because it's, you know, with it coming up, I was like, so what are you trying to do? Most of the time, she usually has to work on Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So we usually really don't do too much, but she took it off. And dude, yo, this is how I know that I love the shit out of her. I'm like, well, shit, like, where do you want to go out to eat? Like, you know, do you want to go out to JMK? Because it's like a Japanese restaurant out here. I was like, or do you want to try something different? Like, go hit up Stone Eagle, or we can go, you know, whatever. She was like, can we just go get something and bring it back home and just watch movies? I was like,
oh. Yeah, I remember the first time my girl told me that, and I was like, yo, I'm about to put a ring on it.
Yeah, for real. For real. Yeah, like, I was like,
you,
hell yeah.
You and me and you, we get it. We get it.
Like, yeah.
What about you, Kev? What you doing?
I don't know. I don't fucking... This first time Valentine's Day actually means something. And I don't like it. I don't like Valentine's Day. I didn't like it before. I don't think I like it now.
I mean, if you can't come with nothing.
Yeah, you gotta come with something. But don't do, like, the corny, like, cliche shit either, bro. Like, you gotta do something different.
But, like, girls don't do this for us.
No. Never. And they never will.
So why are we participating in this? I don't know. Where's the reciprocity?
What day because is if you don't, then they resent you for the rest of your life.
So
wait, what?
I'm just trying to understand why this holiday is the way it is, because it makes no sense to me. And, like, very rarely do I see, like, women, like, being like, look what I got my dude for Valentine's Day or shit like that. Like, very rarely do I
true.
See that shit. But it's always, I mean, niggas doing the utmost.
My girl always gives me something, you know, whatever.
It ain't
granted,
equal
I never
to
really
the
remember
shit.
By the end of the year what it was.
Yeah, it ain't equal to the shit you got
it
her.
It was something that I appreciated at the time, I'm sure.
It ain't equal to the shit you got her. I think very few women are planning Valentine's Day shit with their dude. Like,
yeah, but, you know, shout out to the ones that do.
No.
You're attentive.
No.
What? So, damned if you do, damned if you don't?
You know how, like, they say, like, if you're not helping the problem, you're part of the problem? The women that aren't doing that for the dudes are part of the problem. And so are the ones that are, because they should be encouraging their homegirls that don't to fucking reciprocate.
Well, if anything, if she doesn't give you anything, then it shows you that she doesn't truly care about you.
Right? I don't even want anything, but I have to get you something, you should.
But
have
if
to
you
get
think
you
about
something.
It, this is a made up holiday.
It is,
and you should love the person, period, whether they get you a gift or not.
I mean, so even still, you can't, like, fucking. That's the shit. You're right. You can't just not get them anything, and that's the shit that sucks. You can't calmly explain that you think this holiday is bullshit.
Yeah, because then you'd be the boyfriend who didn't get her anything on Valentine's.
And you lose. That shit's so fucking gay.
Do you really want that title?
Look, that's all I'm saying. That's just all of my words summarize that. That is a no-win situation.
Yeah. She's definitely telling her friends about you.
Because I want to
good light.
I want to make it clear to all women that listen to this. Pussy is not a reward.
Not a gift.
No.
Pussy, especially if you're giving it year round, not special.
Pussy is not a gift.
Now, two pussies.
Yes, two pussies is a gift.
That's a gift.
If I can fuck your pussy three times before Valentine's Day, the week before, then pussy is not a gift. If I'm unconcerned about getting some pussy from you, it is not a gift. Like, that shit, I need. Because I know women just put on some sexy lingerie and be like, ta-da, how
Cat is into the role reversal, so
no,
you're going to have
I'm
to
not.
Be the man, he's going to have to be the woman.
I'm not in the
you
role reversal.
You don't have to peg him.
I don't like
but
stupid Cat,
you
shit.
Want some flowers, bro?
I don't like stupid shit, and I think this is stupid. I think Valentine's Day is stupid. I think Christmas is stupid.
You think a lot of shit is stupid, Cad. Girl won't have no fun around you. She'd be like, God, we can't celebrate no holiday because it's all stupid.
I didn't say you couldn't celebrate. I just want you to know that this is stupid. Like, just
so you're still gonna go through with it, right?
Yeah, I'm still gonna get her something because I don't want to deal with not getting her something. I don't want
to. I know, right?
But yeah, I shouldn't have to
grow up. Sweetie cat.
No, first stop.
He's getting all mad.
I hate it. Why are you guys fucking happy about this?
So, what are you going with this? Are you going with a chain or are you going with some chocolates?
I mean, you
can't go wrong with chocolates, but everybody get chocolates.
I'll figure it out the day of. Like.
Oh, no.
Nah,
don't do that, because then you'd be stuck with, like, Walgreens or something like She's going to see it. She's going to be like, oh, this is where he got it from.
Bitch, I don't make money. I just work a job.
I know, but it's just...
it's different. It
takes the shine of the gift away, man.
Bro, you know what? Listen, bro, this is what you do. She always talks... You say she was talking about, you know, some shit earlier, right? So it's what you do. You make a card for her, bro. You write something nice... And then, you know, you hook her up with a little fucking little back massage, a little body rub, you know what I'm saying? Get some oil for her, whatever. Just do some, you know, little pamper. And there you go.
Yeah,
you
won't definitely even have want to buy some attention. Now. That's for sure.
Yeah, bro. And then if you make the card for it and you write a little something, even if it's just like a sentence or two, it's still like, in her mind, it's going to be like, you know what? He took the time to make something of his own instead of doing what every guy does, which is just go out there and buy some car. Like, come on, bro.
And it's going to say, I fucks with you.
What?
Yeah.
The end.
I shouldn't have.
It'd be like, quit bitching at me and come give me some head. Like, it could even be that.
Valentine's suck. Fuck everything. My favorite color is black. I'm out.
Why do I have to do that to show you I like you? I don't understand. It makes no sense.
That's why it's a made up fucking holiday, Ken. Yeah. We know this. Everybody know this. We all ask the same question.
So why is everybody okay with it?
The populace, we sheeple, just go with it to make our women happy because women have attached the holiday to love.
That's soft as shit.
Doesn't matter if it's soft as shit. It will make your girl happy. Sometimes you got to do some sappy shit, Ken.
What?
Welcome to the team.
I'm about to quit this fucking team.
Yeah, that's an offer too.
Welcome to the team.
We all know we are knowingly doing some shit that we think is stupid, and we're all still doing it.
But guys do that shit all the time. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like what?
No, but you know what? I got lucky, bro. I found a girl. She doesn't really trip about it. Like honestly, what we do is kind of like what I just said. Like. For Valentine's Day, I just sit there and I make something for her, whether it was a card or something else. Mm-hmm. Or, like, because I write, something not a lot of people know, only a couple, but I write, so I would sit there and I'd write, you know, some poetry or just some lyrics or something like that. And then fucking our thing was we'd give each other a massage with some body oil, and then we pick a little rom-com, you know, a little romantic comedy, and cuddle up and just spend time together because we don't care about all that extra shit.
You can say fuck. You told us everything else. You might as well say.
I know, bro. I was about to say.
Well, yeah, obviously, bro.
Yeah.
Obviously, we got the fucking too. Yeah.
I was like, and then.
Yeah, don't just leave the ending off the story. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I beat that shit the fuck up, bro. On Valentine's Day, I go hard.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, you got to show out. That's why you got to bring your A game. Cali, red alert. Bring your A game. Don't give her no mediocre. Or no,
yeah, don't give her no 5-10 minute noodle.
This is pissing me off because this entire time,
great with quotation marks, great noodle. Don't give her that.
All you guys have been telling me shit that I have to do. Nobody's told me the shit she has to do yet.
I ain't a woman. How am I supposed to know?
Yeah,
I don't want it.
You're asking dudes about dude shit.
I'm not asking y'all.
Go ask your mama.
All you motherfuckers are telling me shit.
Women shit.
She was laughing at me the other day because I was sitting there mad. She was like, why are you mad? It was like, she's being annoying. She was like, and I told her, I was like, I don't even know what the fuck I did. And she started laughing. She was like, you probably did some guy shit. And I was like, well, what the fuck is that? Nobody, and she was just laughing even harder. I was like, that's not funny. Why
guys do guy shit? What?
Yeah, what the fuck is guy
shit? That sounds
like
Mel toxic shit right there. Guys do guy shit. Yeah. Let boys be boys. whatever.
I'm fucking laughing at me. Anyway. I'm like, motherfucker, if you know what I did, then tell me. Like, why is... I feel like I'm the only direct person living in a fucking world of misdirection.
United States, probably. Yes. Because I've never met anybody like you. Usually people wave and give to something, but you just pretty adamant about
Cat just being doesn't Cat-like. Care.
Yep. But never assume that he doesn't, because then he'll tell you that he does, but then he doesn't.
Because most of the time you're wrong about the shit you guys.
So see, exactly. See, but never, like I said, never assume. Let him tell on himself.
Yeah, let me tell you. Because I will fucking tell you the shit I want you to know. I don't understand. Am I doing shit that's like out of the box or something? I'm just confused.
I'm confused too, Cad. I got my hands up in the air like confused.
You see, this is the shit. You make it sound like I am doing like specialized. Like, I'm doing normal shit.
I never said it wasn't normal, Cad. I just said you're just doing Cadling shit.
What is Cadling? Okay. Oh my god. See? All right. Next topic, please. I'm about to strangle DJ.
Hey, that means I'm doing my job, man.
No, that means you're about to go home to your son's about to be like, damn, why my dad never came home? That's what's gonna happen.
Because he went to jail for putting Cadling in his place. Why?
Wow. Oh, never.
Oh, dude. Yes, I'm sorry. Had to put Cadling. Had to break some bones. Sorry. He thought he was too big. He was a little big. It's all right. He's tall.
I'm not very tall, bro. I'm only like medium tall. That's not even that tall.
Why does everything got to be medium?
Medium noodle.
I know. I'm a great noodle.
You wear medium shirts?
No. I'm a great noodle.
You look like you wear mediums.
It's not. No, I don't. Keith, please. Defend me here. Why are you laughing? You seen me in person. That's not funny.
Yeah, because I'm just picturing you wear medium. Oh, shit.
Oh my god.
No, I'm gonna buy you a pack of medium shirts and mail them to you.
Why would you do that?
just take a picture with one of them. man. It'll be black, you know, so you'll match. I know you like black.
Oh my god. You know I like black. Okay. Black is like my second favorite color. We're all clear that I like the color orange, correct?
No, because I like orange. We both can't like the same color, so you default to black.
That's fucked up.
Friend rules, man. I just made it up, but it's in the books now.
No, that sounds like bullshit.
Nope. Mm-mm.
No, that sounds like bullshit. It does.
Mm-mm.
But it's okay.
What color you like, Kirsch?
I'm a blue type of guy.
See, there you go. You can have blue. Nobody's fighting over blue. I got orange. You got black. There we go.
No, orange is my favorite color. I'm sorry. This is not. It's mine too.
And I came here first, so.
No, orange is actually my favorite color. So.
Again, I came here first, so boom, you got blue. Boom, you got black.
No,
that's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
That's life,
bro. The fucking all right, bro. I'm about to keep, bro. You sit down to beat up DJ because I'm about to take this trip. Yeah, I got gas money, bro.
I mean, we can all hug it out.
Nope. I'm finna get Mr. Tight.
You look like a hugger, Cat.
My mouth. Nope. Actually, you know what, DJ? I will hug you.
With your medium shirt on.
Would you like it with the medium shirt on, DJ?
No, but it would look funny. I need a picture of that.
That's okay.
It could be I'm not a picture to our podcast. That would be amazing, right? Can you imagine?
That'd be pretty hot.
Imagine.
Oh, by the way, man, I was looking at the analytics, bro. We've gotten a lot of fucking plays. We've gotten a lot of plays.
You know, it's like, just, what, 650-something?
Yeah. Months? Yeah.
Where?
Pretty fucking awesome.
Pay attention. Yeah, I was like, yo, we're going to hit that 1,000.
Yo, when we hit 1,000, honestly, I really want to do something special. Like, we got to do something. when we hit 1,000 plays, like, we got to do something special, bro.
Just what?
I just don't know what.
I don't know, but we got time. We got time.
Yeah, we got time. Yeah, we only 600, but hey, you know, word's starting to spread. A lot of people, they've been coming to the stream lately, telling me that they've been getting caught up and starting to listen a little bit more to the podcast. They love it. Some people get confused and they ask, because, like, you know, I do the second podcast. Some people get confused and they're like, wait, I can be on that podcast? I'm like, nah, that's just for the three of us. And Lust on occasion, every once in a while. I feel like we got to get Lust on at least.
People
want to
jump on our podcast?
Yeah, people want to get on our podcast, bro. Like,
why would you want
to? No joke. But
hey, we got it like that.
Yeah, we cool. You know, people like us. It's just honestly, it's cool getting to hear shit like that though, because at the end of the day, like, yeah, we do this for us, but we also do it just to kind of, you know, be out there for people who need it. And so the fact that people do listen, shit, I don't know.
Yo, this is my group therapy time. I'm just gonna be honest, like,
yo, facts.
This is me at my finest.
Most like, it's funny because, like, everyone always jokes around like, oh, Keith, everybody loves you. It's like, I get that. And I mean, maybe they do, right? But at the end of the day, I'm not as popular as people think. And I spend, like, a lot of time, like, not really with anybody or, like, talking to anyone. So it's definitely nice to get on here with y'all, chop it up.
Yeah. I'll be missing y'all when we be missing Dave. I'll be like, man, I was looking forward to it, man.
Last night I was like, I was getting ready and shit. I was fucking playing some Forest with Bella and them. And I was like, man, I got to stop. I got a podcast to do, you know. Didn't happen.
I was playing with somebody and we were playing Monster Hunter and, you know, we looked and it's like, yo, we better get off. And he's like, yeah, let's do that. And, you know, he got off, never got back on. It's okay, I'm not judging.
Well, see, I didn't even know I was getting messages because my phone died.
I called you, mister. Just call me. Hey. Motherfucker, I called you.
My phone was dead and my computer only
Your
makes
phone
noise.
Was dead conveniently.
My computer only okay. makes noise when it's on and it was off. And on top of that, not only did I leave my phone in my room, like, I went to go take a shit and smoke a cigarette, so, like...
Did you piss first and then it moved to a shit?
No. I went to go take a shit, DJ. Did
I
not just
asking
say
for
that?
Scientific Jesus. Purposes.
For what scientific purpose? You know what?
I mean, it happened to you once before. I'm trying to see how often that actually happens to a
not
person.
Not really, motherfucker.
I mean, it doesn't happen that ever to me to where, like, I got to piss and then that piss turns into a shit. Usually I know before I piss that I got a shit. But...
Keith, is this your friend? Is this your man's... Why do I?
He's also we're not friends now.
He's our friend.
No.
Yeah, you can't disown me.
You know him, Keith?
I'm not a puppy.
Is this a guy you know him?
That's Cat.
You know me, Cat.
No, I don't.
It's pretty rude. Anyway, you need to apologize.
No, I'm
That's
not.
Really what rude. Were we talking about?
The last thing I remember, honestly, is talking about bad Cheeto moments.
Oh, bad Cheeto moments, yeah.
That's all I remember. And then also about this how dumb Valentine's Day is. Which, like,
there
I get that.
There we go. Yeah, I was asking what you guys were doing for Valentine's Day.
Okay. I'm going to die Jerk before again. Valentine's Day, so I don't have to deal with it.
Jerk. I mean, let's be real. Somebody's Valentine's Day is some jerking. And you know what? We've all been there once or twice.
Yeah. You like
Can't
that.
Judge you
for I that. Haven't. I've never been like that. I'm not going to lie.
So, yeah. What else we got, guys?
Hopefully not herpes.
Oh, Cad, so what holidays are you looking forward to with your girl? Might as well ask that.
No, I was never looking into... I was never looking forward to holidays in the first place.
Really?
I'm not a holiday person. I thought we've been over this. I only fuck with, like, Thanksgiving. That's just for the
Fourth
food.
of July, no.
I mean, not really.
It's nice out. The weather's usually nice.
I don't really care for
bikinis.
Yeah, bikinis, depending on where you at. In the
Midwest,
probably
not. I'm in a landlocked state. I don't even think I've seen a bikini in my life. Other than, like, outside of
Oh, you need waters. To advance her more.
Yeah, I know, right? That's what you should do. You should go on a trip with your girl. It could be a vehicle. You don't have to fly. Go on a road trip.
I'm okay.
Somewhere.
No.
Kings Island or something. Who knows? You can start off small.
No.
I don't know.
I don't know. I find that I increasingly want to spend more time by myself the longer I've had this girlfriend.
Wildcat. I thought you loved your girl.
I don't mean it in like a negative way. I do like her a lot, but I also find that I need more time by myself.
Oh, you need more me time?
Yeah.
Something
what do you do with your me time?
I'll play video games and be in my room by myself.
Fucking.
Like I don't have to pay attention to somebody. That's what I mean. Like, I can just be in my room and there be...
You really like your room, don't you?
I love my room. I've had this room my entire life. Who doesn't love their room?
Yeah. I never spend much time in my room since I'm, like, sleeping or...
I play video games.
I'm usually in the living room or
I play video
downstairs.
Games in my room.
Say, I'm usually in the game room.
Yeah, I don't have one of those, like, spaces that occupies just interest for me. Other than my room. This is why that's
you have a keep out sign on your door.
No, I have a Lord poster on my door.
No women allowed.
Yeah. He-Man Woman Haters Club.
I literally have a woman on my door. Outside, dude. This is the first thing you see.
You sound passionate about that.
Yeah, I like Lord, bitch. Everybody knows that.
I like her voice. Not really her look.
She makes music. Who the fuck gives a fuck about her looks?
You know, you got a poster, so it's nothing but looks. It's not like you can hear the poster.
I got a poster of the artist that I listen to.
Yeah, okay. You said it's not about looks, but it's
DJ,
one
it's
big
on
visual.
The outside of my door. I spend 99% of my time not seeing that poster.
I'm just disputing the fact that you said it's not about looks and you got it.
It's not.
Visual poster.
Okay, they took a picture of the person who makes music for a music magazine. What the fuck is your problem? I'm about to punch
DJ.
There's
nothing wrong with my problem.
Keith, bro, you trying to help me jump DJ? Because I'm about to beat his ass.
he wants to jump me like every 30 minutes. I swear to God, it's like every 30 minutes. He's like, you want to jump DJ? I'm starting to feel like he really wants to put hands on me at this point.
I'm just saying.
He might.
Out here disputing why I have a picture of an artist that I like. The fuck is wrong with you?
I'm not disputing nothing. Just having a gentleman conversation with you, Cap. Can you not have a conversation with
you?
You
ready to take this trip to Indiana, bro?
Hmm?
Me and Keith about to take that trip, bro. 3 hours.
I mean, I can, you know, light up the barbecue.
Matter of fact, Keith, bro. After we beat up BJ, we just gonna keep going. Just pack all your shit. We just gonna run away.
Okay.
Together?
Right away, okay.
That sounds a little.
That was safe, DJ.
It's a bro venture, alright?
That's what they call it nowadays.
Bro time. It's a brocation.
Back in my day,
it's a brocation.
They used to call that.
It's called what, DJ? What do they call it?
Two friends.
A good time.
Two friends spending quality time together. That's what it is. It's two
is that what
friends
we're gonna say?
That's the code word we're using.
Wow.
So we're using code words now? Okay.
Wait. What is this code word for? What are you guys trying to say? Me and Keith can run away together and it won't be homosexual. What the fuck is... Me and Keith are two down-on-our-luck youths who are seeking to change our lives. All right? So we're going to run away. It's not
Sometimes you gotta grab life by the balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not homosexual, DJ. Sometimes you get that out of your head.
Yeah, I never said that.
And yeah, if I put DJ. My lips on his dick, it's still not gay, so it's whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, DJ.
It's gay for one of y'all.
No. It's not gay. All right.
We're all the same in the dark.
Yeah. So. All right. I am just showing a thorough quality. Only men have penises. Okay. And
I mean, I can't say that now in 2020 because, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, biologically, I'm trying to make it shine. Only men have penises. So,
you know,
not everybody's the same in the dark.
Wow.
No, they are.
First of all, now we're finding out that DJ's not progressive.
DJ's not what?
Where DJ's not progressive.
Mr. I am progressive.
I can't say
that. I just said I can't say that in 2020.
It's almost sickening.
Is it?
Dance a little bit.
Oh, whatever. Cat said worse shit in his life.
Why is everybody? I don't think so. Why would Cat? I don't really say bad shit.
Huh? Okay.
Cat is an innocent angel. So.
Now you know that's a bold-faced lie.
Why does everybody think I'm some type of fucking tyrant? I don't understand. What did I do?
Because you have tyrant mentality.
Why does everybody think I'm some black-hearted killer? I don't understand. I'm so confused.
I don't know. You fit the profile, man.
I like to let everybody know I've never been to jail in my entire life, ever.
Not once.
I've never been to jail. I've never committed a crime. Actually, I take that.
A lot of serial killers never been to jail. So there you go.
I've never been caught committing a crime. Like, I don't.
Exactly. A lot of them got squeaky clean rap sheets. Crime
it's
has
not
nothing
even
to do with it.
Squeaky clean.
It's all about the setup.
Normal. I don't understand.
Just biding your time. I understand.
Biding my time.
Oh, my God. You're like Pinky in the Brain. Now, which one are you?
One day.
Yo, Animaniacs, though.
Yo, Animaniacs was my shit.
I went through, when it was on Netflix, I watched all episodes because I did that. Start to finish.
I'll do some good shit.
Animaniacs was an adult show for kids.
Yeah. I didn't understand the adult humor until now. Because I was pretty young when it came out.
Yeah, it's an adult show for kids.
90s had a lot of that.
Yeah, a lot of 90s cartoons were adult as fuck. I don't... That's probably why they were so fucking great.
Yeah. Kids didn't get the humor. I mean, they didn't get the full humor, but they knew it was funny. And adults really got it. And now that we grew up, we're like, yo, so that's what he meant. I never got that.
So that's what a penis is.
I mean, huh? I'm pretty sure somebody's going to go back to some old SpongeBob and be like, oh, shit.
Old SpongeBob was, I almost want to see, like, SpongeBob that was supposed to be the adult cartoon.
Well, that's a thing.
It was supposed to be a cartoon for adults originally.
I never knew that.
Yeah. It just, I don't know what made them like switch or something, but it was supposed to be for adults. And then they switched it over to being a kid show. But adult SpongeBob sounds like it would have been fire knowing fucking how SpongeBob is now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be interested in watching that. Hey, yo, Keith, you watch anything good on Netflix? Anything good coming out this week?
No, bro. I mean, kind of just been watching. When it comes to Netflix, when I put that on, I just put on like The Office or Parks and Rec.
Old Faithful.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing really coming out until March for me that's got my interest. Oh, wait, actually, I take that back. I started getting back into Peaky Blinders. Because they got a new season that came out recently, and that show was pretty fucking up. Not going to lie.
So, I'm going to say something. Y'all might judge me, but it's coming out anyway. I watched Sabrina on Netflix.
The new one?
Yeah.
I heard that one's actually, like, scary.
That's not scary, but it's better than the original. I like it. It's more darker. Ties everything with the devil and everything.
That's fine. Why would I judge you? Even the
I don't know.
The OG Sabrina was great. Why the fuck would I judge you? Who the fuck didn't like Sabrina? Melissa Joan Hart is still bad. And she had a fatty. I saw her. She was at a Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't want to wait in line to talk to her, but she was there.
I can imagine that. Okay, cool.
And
I hadn't even thought about her in a minute.
She had a fatty.
But yeah,
she was one of the OG pretty good, though. Low-key
I've watched it from season one. They're on season three now. It's not bad. Like, if you want something to chill to, not really have to focus. It's good. But it does have a good story, though. I think, at least. Oh, whatever. I've been meaning to watch that Dracula. I heard it's like a three-parter.
Yeah, I like the first two episodes of it. That was pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
Dracula?
Third episode was okay.
Yeah, they've remade Dracula. The original Dracula.
Is it, like, super good?
I don't know, I haven't seen it yet, but people say it's good.
What's wrong with your mic, bro? What the fuck? What's that noise?
Oh, shit, is that me? My bad.
Yeah, I think so.
That was probably rubbing against my shirt. Is it still doing it?
No.
No, it's good now.
Okay.
We're recording a podcast here, sir. Jeez.
Whatever, Mr. Beck. Shut up.
Have some fucking decency.
Excuse me for getting comfortable.
Yeah, have some fucking decency. Can't believe you.
Try to record, you fucking monster.
Want to get comfortable while we fucking record? We're a fucking joke, DJ. Like,
must be nice to get comfortable, Mr. Comfy over here.
You're off the podcast, DJ, since you're obviously not taking this seriously.
Word, that's all it takes.
Goodbye.
Wow.
Keith, you want to put it to a vote? Look at that, 2-1. You gotta go.
Keith didn't say he wanted me off the pod. You just said that.
Keith and I are gonna go on brocation together. I know what he would do. I know his
vote. So? All right. What's that got to do with anything?
Brocation's all I ever wanted.
Is it?
It really is.
I ain't got much else, guys. What do you guys want to do?
Yeah, I mean, that about fucking wraps it up for me, bro. I ain't got
We can make it a short one this time, because the other one was long.
Dude, the other one was 3 hours, bro.
3 fucking hours, man.
I mean, we were.
And then all the good shit was at the end.
Motherfuckers was off the sauce, like.
This is true.
And I looked at it, I was like, damn, 3 hours. I listened to that bitch, too, all the way through. 3 hours. It was a good one, though. I enjoyed it.
3 hours? That is a long
fucking. Do you guys even listen to us?
I don't. I don't like
it. I know you don't care.
I mean, every once in a while, I'll go through, just check audio, see what's going on.
It's weird to hear my voice.
Get a feel for it.
I don't like hearing it.
Yeah, I'll say it's really hard for me to listen to me for anything longer than like.
Not me. I enjoy it.
Yeah, well, you're a fucking
artist. I think I sound funny with this mic.
I don't like the way my voice sounds. My voice doesn't sound like I hear it in my head, and I don't like it.
Oh, but you've always sounded like that, no matter what mic you
have. Dude, in my head, like, I sound
like you right now.
I sound smooth as shit, but then I hear myself.
In my head, my voice is, like, a lot
more. It's the other way around for me. I think it sounds smooth as shit, and then it comes out sounding like a 13-year-old boy.
Be like
that. I'm like, what the fuck? Put some bass in your voice, DJ.
Exactly. So put a little bit of nuts in there.
Be all right. I mean, I used to have a really deep voice, but then I had to I got tired of repeating myself. People would be like, "What'd you say?" So I had to up the octave a little bit. Kind of stuck with it.
That's why I like my mics. I can just talk normally. I don't have to be like, "Yeah, bro, yes, yes." Like, I can just speak.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to up any octave. I can just say words exactly how I sound. unlike the microphone that picks up. I still don't like the way this mic picks up. I don't like any mic that picks up my voice. I've never liked my voice. I can't believe you like listen to
me. No, you always sound like you. No matter what mic you've had, you've never been a difference in your voice, so I'm pretty sure it's probably.
And I've never liked the way my voice is sounded. So
I don't know. You got a kind of a smoky voice.
I don't like it. I don't like it when I hear it bang. I like it when it comes out. I don't like no homo. I don't like it when I I called the homo. That was within the time limit. That wasn't egregious. It might have been a late call, but I can get that.
Fine. I'll let you have it.
Wow. The rest is tough as hell today. That's wild.
But yeah.
Be like that.
Like the what?
I'm just saying, it be like that sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I got you guys low, so, like, it wouldn't.
Echo.
Yeah, it's kind of like whispering in my ear right now.
Echo. Maybe that's your mic that's fucking trashing, not us.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Like I said, you guys don't sound bad to me. When, like, on the actual podcast. But if I have you guys super loud, you can, you guys are echoing. So yeah, you can tell on that the first one we came back on the beginning of the year, whenever we did that podcast, New Year, same noodle. That one was bad because I was no wonder why I was like, man, I could hear Cat clean as hell. I forgot my settings for my voice controls. Basically, got reset. That's what, everything was super loud. That's what happens when you take 2 weeks.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
How long did we take off?
2 weeks. Basically, Christmas weeks. And New Year's.
Oh, and you'll be proud of me, DJ. I actually wrote down the shit that we talked about tonight, so you won't have to fucking remember. So, there we go. All
right, cool. Because I'd be like, well, I would remember if it was like the next day or something, but can't be waiting like 4 days to upload.
I'm sorry, I do things.
And expect a motherfucker to remember what we talked about.
Like, this is what happens when you hold these things at 1 o'clock and then I go to sleep the next day. I get up and do the shit I had planned to do the next day.
I got one question. How long does it take to upload?
I don't know.
Start to finish.
It depends on how big it is. Not that long.
Well, all right. That was pretty big. How long that?
I don't know. I think I walked away for like 10 minutes and it was done.
Okay, so it takes less than 10 minutes. But it take you 4 days to upload it?
Because, one, I'm never at home. Or when I...
Nah, Mr. Nah. Keith. Mr. All right, I'm going to do it when I get home.
Yes.
I'm leaving work now.
Yes. And literally, then, I always say I the same shit.
I give you a whole day. I don't say shit. And then I'll be like, so you going to upload it? Oh, shit, I forgot.
Yes, because I get home.
You just said you're on your way home to do it.
And I go to sleep or I get off work. And I have to go pick up a girl and do a bunch of other shit on the way home.
I want what you be smoking. That's all I'm saying. Like, I want to forget.
I have shit to do. Like, I live my life. I'm sorry. I have things to do.
I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying there's plenty of times you'd be like, yo, I'm about to do this right now.
Man.
And don't do it. We got receipts, kid.
Yeah, niggas fall asleep. Niggas leave the house. Niggas go do some shit.
I'm just saying, don't tell me you about to do it and then don't do it. It gives me false hope.
Oh, that's your fault. Stop having hope.
Keith!
Nobody tell you to have hope. Nobody tell you to have that shit.
This man said, stop having hope. That's okay.
Yo, and then he gonna be like, why don't you ever believe in me? You told me not to have hope.
Look, yo.
Do as I say, not as I do, goddammit. Don't.
Mm-hmm.
I am doing as you say. Don't have hope in you. And then you're going to get mad when I don't believe in you.
Because believing in me and having hope are two different things.
I'm just saying. But anyway, Anybody who's still left listening, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. You guys rock.
Fuck y'all niggas.
You know, that's Cat Link's beef for I appreciate the time that you spent with us. And
I speak English.
Thanks for showing up.
Yes, I speak it.
What'd you say?
English, motherfucker. I speak it. I said, fuck y'all niggas.
Yes, you do. But sometimes you need translations because your English is different.
Translations. So what are you saying? I have... Oh, okay. You know what? Finish the podcast.
You're welcome.
Keith,
how that works.
Keith, get your shoes on, bro. Get your shoes on. I'm coming to scoop you. We finna go jump this nigga. Get your shoes on, bro.
Anyway, thanks for stopping by. This is 2 Cents and Some Change podcast. And check out Hersh at Hershey Stains 815 on Instagram. It is Hersh 815, right? Or Hershey? Hershey.
Mm-hmm.
It's Hershey.
No, it's Hersh.
Yeah.
It's no, Hersh. It's
okay. 815. Okay. Yeah, yeah. 815. Okay, but yeah, check him out on Twitch, Instagram. Hit us up on Twitter at AnTaints, 2 Cents and Some Change podcast. And we're out. Peace.
Fuck DJ.